This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 8th day of November. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books, More in a Way, as he finds the time. He's a weekly talk show host and an advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. And his website's linked on my page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing today?
Oh, fantastic. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Apparently, you guys had a big election in the United States yesterday.
Several states, and I don't know the outcomes. We had high hopes in the state of Pennsylvania for some things to happen. Ohio, I haven't looked into the outcomes there. Hopefully, they were in our favor. We've also had some major things going on in U.S. Congress with what appears to be a conservative Christian patriot being elected Speaker of the House, and a measure chastising this Muslim congresswoman for her support of Hamas. That passed court. Let's say she's being censored. That would be Rashida Tlaib, I think is how they say her name, censored, which is kind of a slap on the wrist for her public support of the Hamas terrorists. So there have been some good things taking place, haven't there?
That's so confusing today. I don't know what to make of it myself. I just, like, you know, it's like a zoo out there, trying to understand everything that's going on in when you start seeing the after effects of counterintelligence and, you know, false flags and who knows what all is going on. And then the aftermath, you know, it's just, it's hard to really get a feel for what's...
Well, I agree, Jim. There is so much going on. Sometimes if you're going to be observing news, you may feel like a cat in a room full of mice.
Right.
You don't know which way to turn.
That's my point.
Which mouse slap first?
When you see the news, it's you can't really tell from that, of course.
Right. Well, President Trump continues to prevail in these kangaroo court, third world, communist-style proceedings that he finds himself embroiled in. It seems like every time there's a new indictment, his poll numbers go up, which I regard as a good thing. I no longer support President Trump the way I did because he continues to take pride in Operation Warp Speed, which allegedly created a safe and effective vaccine in less than 9 months, which, of course, can't be done. Even if you believe vaccines can be safe and effective, they can't be created in 9 months or less, can they, Jim?
Right, and that's the trouble with candidates today. There are so many major issues, and, you know, of all of the things that he did and he's talking about doing, that should be number one on people's list. And you know, given a grade, he fell miserably on that.
Well,
but like you say, making a mistake or making an error, whatever you want to call it, is one thing. But then continuing to support it.
Well, there's a concept where one gotcha erases all the attaboys.
Yeah.
President Trump had many attaboys when it came to appointing more than 100 conservative Christians to the federal judgeships, his Supreme Court appointments, what he did for the U.S. military, what he did for the economy, what he did for international relations, all excellent attaboys. The gotcha that erases all those is the worst crime in human history. That's the consequence of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot, where the insurance industry actuaries, that's the men and women in the back office that you never see, never hear, that actually determine how many people are dying and why. And we have a 20% increase in all-cause mortality, Jim. You know, lots of things can be faked. You can fake why people are dying. You can fake how they're dying. One thing you can't fake is the number of death certificates. And there's a 20% increase in all-cause mortality, clearly, obviously, coming from the COVID-19 vaccination clout shot. That's the one gotcha that erases, in my opinion, all the attaboys. Let's move on from there. You know, I like to ask every week if you got an archaeological update for us. Would you happen to have one this week, sir?
This week I happen to have done my homework, and I have a really, really interesting one. As most of the listeners know, I spent a lot of time in Canada, in the wild, let's put it, call of the wild. And, and I like your music at the beginning, the Indiana Jones things, because, you know, this is a perfect case. But they've recently discovered artifacts that go back, they're claiming 13,000 years, certainly a very long time ago. And Shield area. What's that?
Tell us about the artifacts. What are they? Where were they found?
Well, they're like chipped arrowheads. Those are the things that always prevail. Those would be there in a million years. Things like that that indicate not what you call advanced civilizations, but certainly very successful because of the wildlife that's there, very abundant, extremely abundant. I remember fishing on these middle Canadian rivers, and towards evening, there'd be like a spillway, for example. You're fishing down below the spillway, which is a good spot for fish because the food is coming over the spillway, and you would throw a lure out in the middle of this. This is in central Canada. And five fish would come up to get it.
Really?
It would be a fight over which one would hit your lure, you know, and just get all the fish you needed for supper. And the guys used to laugh at me because I would make it into jerky, you know, walleye jerky or right. Northern pike jerky. And during the day, I'd be eating this. Anyway, they have found artifacts that indicate that there were civilizations there, you know, prosperous ones, 13,000 years ago, which, of course, extends way back. And, of course, that blows away the concept that man came across the Bering Strait to populate the northern and southern hemispheres. I mean, that's just so ridiculous why that's even taught anymore. Or why anybody even includes that in their thought process is just amazing. But the other thing is these civilizations were probably remnants of civilizations that were more advanced in that area. These were the survivors from much older civilizations.
Well, even in the modern age, and right now on the 8th day of November 2023, we can go to the remote areas of the Amazon jungle, which is not a rainforest, it's a jungle, and find people with no written language and no knowledge of mathematics beyond counting their fingers and toes, correct?
Great. Oh, yeah.
So both levels of civilization can easily and do, in fact, exist at the same time on the same planet. Of course, it's well known, and of course you know this also, Jim, that nuclear devices were set off on this planet about 12,000 years ago in a number of places, weren't they?
Yeah, right. There's clear evidence of that. And so, the cycle of advanced civilizations coming and going, and then what the Egyptian priest cults were talking about when the ancient Greeks went back, what we call the ancient Greeks, they're actually modern Greeks who survived the Venus debacle coming by Earth. They said that in the past 10,000 years, they had advanced civilizations five times and then got wiped out by major events that happened to Earth. You know, so these were... These are not things that Earth would do on its own. These are things that happen from outside.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And one being the Noah's flood, so that include we know two of them. One was the Venus event. And so that's where the Greeks that we know today when we talk about ancient Greeks. They were the sheep herders living up in the mountains that survived the Venus event. And then they eventually had children in future generations, and they really didn't know what happened. But when you see, you know, Aristotle and that group of cultured, educated, one of the most advanced cultural civilizations that we knew back in those days, next to Atlantis, which was a technological advanced civilization, those all grew out of the civilizations that were there before the Venus event. And it, I mean, when it wipes out a planet, it takes, you know, it just drives everybody back to the cave ages.
Get smacked down in the mud to start all over again.
Right. And that's when identity politics goes away. It has no more meaning.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great update. We appreciate that, Jim. What else is high on your radar you want to talk about today, sir?
Tomorrow night, let me see, I'm trying to think of, if you happen to be outside and you have clear skies, there's a Venus and lunar visible conjunction. It's not a physical conjunction, but that's tomorrow night from what I understand. So it's kind of fun to see those things because there's, in astrology, when those things happen, it's a changing of, kind of a changing of the guard, where it's kind of a cleansing of the spirit, so to speak. So things change in terms of, like, if you had a, you know, event in your life or something that was weighing on you, it would go away when that Venus path and the moon path cross, when they get to the same longitude in the sky. But anyway, that's,
that takes place tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
So
great. And then I wanted to re-mention the Jupiter winds.
You need to be able to see this.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
What kind of equipment would you need to be able to view this?
Oh, just the naked eye. You just go out and see. And it's, like I say, it's considered in astrology, which was the science before astronomy, the measurement of the sky and the tracking of the planets and understanding events based on astrology, which, by the way, is a real event. The Russian scientists that I worked for, or with, I should say, back in the 90s, were studying this. They were in the psychology department at the University of Novosibirsk. And what we were working on in the physics department was the electrical nature of the solar system. Why are there tornadoes on the sun? What caused
tornadoes on the sun? Obviously, they're not the kind of tornadoes we have here. Tell us about that.
Well, they're actually caused by the very same thing. Tornadoes on Earth are caused by the upward electrical current discharging the vertical electric field. And this is caused by clouds that, cumulonimbus clouds that get high enough, start to discharge. And that's where hurricanes and tornadoes and cyclones and waterspouts, all of those cyclonic type storms are caused by that same vertical electric field. But the sun has that going on too. And so you have the, there's a vertical electric field outward, radially outward from the sun. And so when those discharge, it creates tornadoes, just like on Earth. And they race across the sun. While the Russians had observed these, it took NASA another 10 years before they saw them, even though the Russians had published it in journals. What causes a tornado racing across the surface of the sun? And so my work explained that. The psychologists at the university got wind of these daily meetings that we were having, dealing with electrical nature of the solar system and how the planets connect, etc. And so they were studying unborn fetuses. They would put sensors on the mom and see reactions. And what they were realizing is that these fetuses were reacting to planetary alignment planets and other astrological connections.
Really?
And so they realized that, for example, right now we're having the Jupiter-Earth cross-solar system electrical connection, very significant in terms of, because it's such a powerful electrical connection. But what they realized was, in astrology too, the moment of birth is very instrumental in the person's life. Because and the reason is because that's when all your senses kick in. Before that, the fetus is just can hear sounds at advanced stages, feel temperature and things like that. But and when they're born, man, all of these external senses kick in: the sight, the smell, the temperature. You know, they're cold. They're thrown into this room temperature environment. They've been in this nice warm mother's womb for all of this time, and all of a sudden it's cold. And they start crying, and there's but that's instrumental in the person's development, because it depends on what state the planets are in at that time. And some people continue to connect with the planets in terms of astrology, and some people don't. Well, some people become totally immune to it.
Right.
And so that's one of the interests, but that's why the point of birth is so instrumental. But see, the astrologers had all this down as an empirical science. And of course, modern astronomers poo-poo this as, oh, it's stupid. It's based in real science. But you have to understand that this is based on electrical nature of the solar system, not Carl Sagan science.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Most Christian pastors would immediately reject astrology as anything other than satanic, but there is a scientific basis for it, isn't there?
Right. That's the point. And before the scientific basis, which we basically discovered in those studies, there was an empirical science. And, for example, if you look at, say, the Mayans, they knew how to predict lunar eclipses and solar eclipses because of the cycles. You have many different cycles in the lunar cycle and the tilt of the moon's axis of rotation around Earth. And these things come together perfectly at certain points where you have eclipses. And through empirical calculations, they were able to determine when those would be, and they could predict them. And so, but it was purely empirical. They didn't understand orbital dynamics and, everything else. They did not have telescopes.
Right.
But it was
right.
An empirical science. And you could do it, too. If you tracked the moon long enough, you would be able to get these cycles to where you could predict lunar and solar eclipses.
We have a break. When we get back, we're going to have an update from my neighbor Linda on the Yolk Log Lodge and the North Spirit Lodge.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters.
All right, we're back with Jim. And my Veterans Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. We have on hold here my neighbor Linda. Linda and her husband Gary own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about an 8 or 10 minute ride from my place. A beautiful high-end bed and breakfast with guests from all over the world. Guests from Asia, guests from Europe who could vacation in a French Riviera, in Hawaii, in any place on a planet, but they chose the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road. Tell us, Linda, how beautiful are the premises right now in this mid-fall day?
Oh, yeah, it's got a nice breeze, you know, just a steady breeze that comes across the pines. And since there's a lot of pines around, we always have a lot of that dark green. And the oaks, I like the oaks because they don't, you know how they are. They don't tend to let go. So there's still a lot of red left in the oaks. It's gorgeous. Of course, you've got the still the tall rome in the fields. That's always beautiful when the sun hits it.
Well, I would love to see my friend Professor McKinney there. And he would, I'm sure, set up a huge wing generator to provide electricity for the place off-grid and be our neighbor. That would be fantastic. He hasn't made that decision yet, but we keep encouraging him to do so. In the meantime, it's available for anybody who would like to be our neighbor. The listeners of John Moore Show tend to be patriotic, conservative Christians, and that's who we want in our neighborhood, don't we, Linda?
Yes. Yeah, that's we'd like to be particular about who purchases the place. Cause, right, we want like-minded.
And that's why there's no advertising with a mainstream or any real estate company, because that's open to general public. We don't want the general public having access to this place. We have a place has been featured in Better Homes and Gardens as one of their featured homes. Four bedrooms and three bathrooms? It's big, isn't it?
Right. Yes. Yep. Yeah. It's a good sized place.
30-foot ceiling. Right.
Mm-hmm. This Sunday, we're hosting a baby shower, and we expect to have about 30 people, 30 guests there, and it'll suffice.
Well, that'd be great. Easily. That'd be a great event. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like a place that you could retire to, a place you could live, a place you can maintain as a bed and breakfast, because management and cleaning staff can be retained if necessary, can't it?
Yes, that wouldn't be a problem.
Not a problem at all. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at my website, there's about 30 photographs. You like what you see, get in touch with me. I'll get you one or two excellent videos, and we can move forward there with a personal visit, can't we, Linda?
That'd be wonderful. Sounds great.
Absolutely. Linda, I want to thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Jim, give us an update on how people can listen to your radio show, when and where, and archives, please.
Yes, John, thank you. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time, from WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee, on tower number 2. They have 4 towers, so I'm on tower number 2. I've been on that time slot for 23 years now. The James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs commercial-free, and all of the ways to listen, I just updated the webpage because things have changed a little bit. The 6.115 megahertz frequency no longer simulcasts, so there's a few changes, and we're now in the wintertime frequency. So all the different ways to listen are on my webpage. There's a subpage, How to Listen. And there's a lot of new ways to listen, which I don't advertise. It's on podcasts. It's on my Patreon channel. But I don't advertise those because they're internet-based. And what I encourage people to do is to get a shortwave radio and learn to listen on shortwave. And by the way, we're finding out that the internet feed is being blocked in certain markets where they actually, 3 minutes before my show, the internet feed gets blocked and you can't listen to
the
show.
You say markets, you mean countries, or I'm not, give us a clarification there.
Well, we have spot checks where people will either turn on their phone or computer or tablet or whatever. And there's a process. It's like loading a file, so to speak, but it's not a file, it's live streaming. And this could be on, these are various feeds where this goes out. So if you have an application, let's pick this up after the break.
Yeah, we'll continue after the break. We're right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home. A social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
To
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Veterans Day sale of energy cleaners in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Arthritis pain got you down? Same thing. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner available right now with the sale price at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney, his website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, what geographical areas are people having their internet access cut off, if you know, sir?
It's all over the place. It's and then I have also people who will say, well, I get it. And it typically would be in the natural area is what we're finding out. But it's hard to tell because sometimes people have VPNs on, and so they're not really in the locale where they physically are. They're in, you know, some other location.
Right.
They, you know, they live in Michigan and they're based in, say, you know, Austin, Texas, where the VPN
is. Right.
And so it's hard to say, but I'm just saying that the internet feed is being cut off for my show. And then as soon as my show ends, it comes back on.
And it's
again.
In the United States where this is taking place.
Yeah. Yeah, really? As far as I can tell. But anyway, I'm telling people to get a shortwave radio and listen shortwave, because that is going to be there, and that will be there if things get really goofy, you know.
And well, I had a show on WWCR immediately following yours for the better part of a year, and I had to give it up. I wasn't getting the numbers I needed to justify it. But I've driven past, I never went into for a tour, WWCR in Nashville on the highway, and I look at their tower, their transmitting tower. The first time I saw it, it was, oh my, I've never seen anything that big when it comes to a radio transmission tower. It's an amazing piece of equipment, isn't it?
Yeah, and 100,000 watts on each tower. I mean, they're booming.
Oh, yes.
You know, and shortwave is kind of akin to AM radio, where it really carries a very long way. It depends on how much power you're putting out. And like it, late at night, when I was a little kid, I'd go out visit my friend on the farm, and we'd turn on actually Nashville country western music from an AM station. So they were allowed the FAA, or the the FCC, I'm sorry, I think, would allow them to kick up the amount of power because because very few stations were on.
Yeah, that was called a clear channel. You ready for our next caller here, Jim?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, John, you talked about was it the Catholic Church that said that astrology was devil worship or satanic?
It's Christianity in general.
You know, the funny thing is, the dichotomy, the contradiction, is that the three magi were astrologers.
Really?
They got their signal to go find the Christ child from astrology. So, excuse me, you know.
Absolutely. Well, that's an interesting bit of history there. Our next caller is JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Good show today, John and James. Hey, I'd like to back up what you say about the astrology. When I went to college, my girlfriend was Native American into the woo stuff, and I was taught, you know, not to believe that. But what I started looking into is birth charts, and I did reports on the psychological effects of how the moon affects people. Like, there's all kinds of murders and shootings on full moon. So I extrapolated that and found out that, yeah, there's a big thing to astrology. But I wanted to ask you, Mr. McCanny, are you aware of the 13th sign? And University of Minnesota came up with this a few years back, and they said that all our charts are off because there's this Sisyphides, they call it, the 13th sign. Are you aware of that? Is there any truth to that 13th Sisyphides planet or what alignment?
I'm missing this. Yeah, so I don't, and it's related to astrology?
Yeah, it's probably, I was guessing it was woo because it came out pretty quick. And the reason what they said is that according to the planets, there's a rotation that comes in every few thousand years, and it changes all the planets. So if you're born, like I was a Taurus and I'm on the cusp, it knocks you back a sign to Aries.
So I imagine. Yeah, well, I think what they're then talking about, and this is been one of the funny things too about anything calendar, is that we're constantly changing because of the precession of the Earth. So it's literally precessing through as we spin and go around the sun. If you didn't have precession, then things would stay the same forever with 12 signs. But because we're precessing, we're actually rotating through, and it's kind of like leap year. You know, we have to have a day every 4 years to make up for the extra amount of time in every day. And so it's a similar thing, but it's relative to the precession of the Earth. But I had not heard that it wouldn't create a new zone of the 12 zones of the zodiac. It just means we're rotating through those. So I don't know why you would create a 13th zone.
Yeah, a lot of strange psyops came out of University of Minnesota, like the George Floyd op. You know, Flat Earth is another one, and that goes back to Columbus. The old-time Bible thumpers thinking the Earth was flat, and Columbus was into astrology and astronomy, and it was his belief structure that actually led to the foundation of America. Is that true?
Well, there was a division between people who were educated and people who were not educated. In the church, the Catholic Church taught flat Earth because it kept everybody at bay mentally. They're doing that today with space, where they teach that you can't go into space. It's difficult. Only NASA can do it with billions of dollars and teams of, you know, aerospace engineering corporations. And those are the only people that can go into space. That's a whole thing in itself, and that's why I am of the firm opinion that the space shuttle accident, the first one, was staged. And the reason was because every kid in the country was watching that because the Teacher in Space program was on that mission. And what did it teach kids? Oh, it's difficult. People die in space. You can't go there. It's the same thing. And the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages was teaching flat earth, because if you were a young, strapping, young man going out for adventure, you'd want to build a boat and sail off to see what's on the other side of the ocean. But if there were fire-breathing dragons and everything horrible and big storms and the edge of the earth where you would fall off in a big waterfall, then there's not a lot of point in going there. And so they literally, on Columbus's ships, Columbus knew that the world was round because he was educated. He had maps. He was a navigator. All the kings and queens knew that the world was round. You know, people of higher stature knew that the world was round, but the people on Columbus's ship, they thought that they had hit the edge of the earth, and that's what they had been taught, and that's what they believed. And they were, when they got into a big storm down in the Caribbean, they thought that they had hit the end of the earth, and they wanted to go back. You know, Columbus goes, no, we're not going back. You know, and they almost mutinied, and of course, the rest is history.
Wow. Well, great topics today, guys. Thanks for educating everybody. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good call here, JP. And the call number is 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, Jim?
Bringing up, I'll be giving my talk on the Christmas star here coming up soon, you know, after Thanksgiving when people are paying more attention to Christmas. But the Magi are a big, big part of the Christmas story. And it's well known that they were astrologers. They were looking for signs in the heaven. It's right in the Bible. You read it, you know.
Right.
And so, and three different, these guys were not in communication. They didn't have cell phones. They were not like, hey, did you see that? You know, this was very private stuff. And when you look at that, that's one of the confirmations that there was a sign. And I think, I'm convinced it was a comet, but a very unusual comet, probably a three, I speculate it could be something like a three-nucleus comet or something. And it has all the characteristics of a comet. They discovered it in the east, but they followed it to the west. That's a comet that went around the sun, you know, relative to us. And, you know, the whole story. Anyway. I just wanted to note that if you don't believe in astrologers, then that Christmas story would be hard to digest.
Absolutely. Well, anybody involved in law enforcement knows that the full moon is going to bring issues and problems. Yes. As a young talk show host 25 years ago, I learned to be aware of the full moon because the calls got bizarre and crazy during the full moon.
Yeah. It's just a time to hunker down.
Don't go
places during the full moon. It's true.
Yep. Absolutely.
And every sheriff will tell you that. Every law enforcement the person will tell you the full moon, you know, fasten your seatbelt because it's going to get crazy. The loonies come out.
That's right. That's just well known in certain circles. U.S. Navy has done more studies on this than any large organization I'm aware of, because they, you know, with an aircraft carrier, you got 5,000 men and women in a confined space, and it's good to know up front what to expect, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Looks like we got John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Yes, sir. You know, I just wanted to comment this morning. I just wanted to say, first of all, flat earthers don't think that there's a waterfall and it just rolls off the edge. But if you read your Bible, it'll clearly say that God created the earth. So for 3 days, the sun wasn't in existence. So your Big Bang Theory believes in that big explosion, and it created a solar system with all that stuff. So you guys have some issues you need to hash out. Thank you very much.
Okay, John, thank you for the call. Well, we're not going to get into analyzing the Bible here. It's a bottomless pit of circular arguments, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, let's not go there.
Let's not go there. So any update on the wing generator, sir?
Well, none other than as the effort that I'm looking at is in commercialization of hydrogen, and that's the future. So hopefully that will continue to keep moving on.
I recall one of the State Union addresses given by George W. Bush had to do with promoting hydrogen-powered cars, which at the time was not well thought of at all, was it?
No, it's in a lot of circles. It still isn't. But it has to be a transition. It has to be done not by government, but by individuals, just like the oil industry progressed with individuals. And what being in this industry, what I've realized is that the big investors, you get above even the Trump investors, if you get into the really, really big investors worldwide, it's in petroleum. And I mean, that's the biggest industry in the world, literally, energy. And they have a monopoly on it. And so those same people, when it comes to investment, are not real interested in hydrogen coming in very quickly. And it can't. You know, when you look at the infrastructure that exists for petroleum, the United States alone uses 350 million gallons of gasoline per day, about 160 million gallons of diesel per day. To replace that is possible with hydrogen, but it ain't going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be a long transition, and the cars are there. The technology for automobiles and trucks is there. Hydrogen is better than diesel in terms of heavy-duty work, etc. Hydrogen is actually better. And there's concepts to mix petroleum with hydrogen, etc. So that's already happening.
Right,
but it's going to be a long transition. And
everything from a century-old Model T Ford to the most recent brand-new Corvette can be reconfigured to run on hydrogen, can't it?
Yeah. Right, but most of the engines will burn up with hydrogen burn so hot that it would be difficult to burn most engines with pure hydrogen.
Right.
You'd have to mix it some kind of a blend with gasoline, and you almost wonder, is it worth it?
Right. Right.
Because really, if you look at the modern automobile, it's pretty efficient. And, you know, the biggest drawback to saving gas is aerodynamics. Every car has a flat back. You know, most cars today on the road, if you look at them, they have a relatively flat back. Well, that creates a vacuum that's sucking it backwards all the time. Most cars are not aerodynamic. And so, the whole auto industry is based on poor aerodynamic design.
Well, we had a number of vehicles in the mid to late 1930s that were very aerodynamic, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. And back in the 50s, a lot of those cars had a very low nose and a very low tail end, very minimal drag. But all of that went away. And now we have these massive SUVs that moms and soccer moms are driving around in with a flat back. They're horrifically bad in terms of economics for gasoline.
Right.
They're designed to burn the maximum amount of gasoline possible.
Well, along these lines, the automobile makers are shutting down their electric vehicle factories. Are you aware of that, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Elon Musk is, I think, within 2 years going to be shutting them down and going to hydrogen. But there's no hydrogen source, and that's what I've been working on. But there again, you run into this, you know, how is the industry going to grow when you're beating against traditional petroleum?
Right.
And all of the investors and all the infrastructure and everything, it's really a huge issue. You know?
It is, absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll get back with Jim Summery after the break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, you got about 3 minutes here to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, yeah, thanks, John. Tomorrow night on my radio show, I'll be talking about the winter of 1880 as we head into winter here. And could something like this happen again? It started snowing mid-October, and this is through the whole upper Midwest. And it didn't stop until March. They had, in some places, 100 feet of snow. Trains couldn't get through. You know,
really?
And,
100 feet deep?
Yeah, it drifts.
Oh, my.
Yeah, where they show them trying to cut through these so the trains could get through with supplies to these, these little hamlets that were out in the middle of the plains or et cetera. But anyway, so I'll be talking about that. And then also an update on the Jupiter winds. I'll be talking about SpaceX. It's just completed its 80th launch of the year. Remember back in the old days of NASA, we would wait 2 years for a launch?
Right.
And nope, not anymore. So anyway, quite a few
times.
Well,
it's almost two a week, 80 in 10 months.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just phenomenal. And, you know, the variation of what they're launching, they're launching for foreign governments, they're launching for the U.S., for private industry. So anyway, I'll be talking about that and a few other topics. But also just remind people that the MR5 whole house water filters are available, something that everybody needs. And those are available on the webpage, linked from John's webpage. So just make sure you are water independent, along with getting your shortwave radio so you can listen to my radio show on shortwave. And I get people all the time that call in and say, oh, I couldn't get it on your archive. Well, you got to start listening on shortwave. And that's just the way it is. So, because someday, I believe, and my show already is being chopped from the internet, and I'm not sure why. I don't think I'm that controversial, but somebody doesn't like what I'm saying. Anyway,
that's
about it, John. So
okay,
take care.
Well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate it, and look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Okay, take care.
Okay, we got a top of the hour break coming up. We'll have with us my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. And he's the author of 6 books on this topic, available at Amazon.com. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, and where he writes 1, sometimes 2 excellent articles a week, with, of course, the archives that you can go back and review those articles in his archives as well. Jeff's the real deal. He was going to become a professional educator in the state of California. He was headed towards that goal when he found out that that wasn't going to happen unless he also became a communist. That's the state of California. That's the state of California 37 years ago. And of course, it still is today. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.